So what does the Word of God say about lesbianism? You're asking me.
Nothing. It doesn't say anything.
I just thought you would know.
Actually, it does.
I read the Bible. It doesn't say anything about it.
Actually, it does. It says it in the Old Testament. It says it in the New Testament. But what I would encourage you, would you like a gospel card? This shows the path to eternal life.
Yes, I would love one.
I want to be saved.
Yeah. I think I need to repent. Can you help me repent?
Yeah, well,
thank you.
I tell you what, Christ came into the world and shed his blood because man fell into sin. There's all kinds of sin besides homosexuality. That is a sin, but there's all kinds of sins. Let me finish the gospel. So there's lying. There's lying. There's thievery, there's lusting, there's false religion, there's all kinds of sin in the world. So Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost and shed his blood so that people can be forgiven. But you can't just believe your way to the kingdom of God. You have to believe and repent, turn from your sin, and then you can be born again.
To break up.
So I gotta come on my mom's couch again?
And when it's a spiritual new birth.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. So tell you what you can do. I'll tell you what. You can look up don'tperish.com since your foolishness. I don't go along with foolishness. If you want to see the truth in God's word, we put it right there for free. I don't go along with foolishness. We love you.
Thank you.
Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Don't lose your soul living for the ways of the world. Many things are going to cause you to lose your soul.
They were not 1984, but I was 1981, and they're like...
Being like the world is going to cause you to lose your soul.
No,
practicing false religion, like evangelical, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, is going to cause you to lose your soul. The Bible says you must walk in truth. Does it bother you, American Christians? Does it bother you that you're walking in the kingdom of Satan and entertaining yourself in his kingdom? Jesus said, "My sheep are not of the world, they come out of the world." How can you claim Jesus and be of Satan's kingdom? There's only two kingdoms. The Bible talks about many parables, parables of truth. How can you live after your flesh? The flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. You have to be willing to turn from every false way, turn from Satan's ways, turn from things the Father did not ordain. And it's by the gospel alone that you must be saved. It's a glorious gospel. Preaching Christ crucified. He came into the world to seek and save the lost. And you can be transformed. And you can have hope and hope everlasting, but without Christ and the gospel, you have no hope. There's only judgment or forgiveness. The judgment of God is coming upon the world and America. America is not a godly nation. Not God bless America. America is a pagan nation that God is going to judge. A wicked, evil, pagan nation.
Crazy for Krampus contest. If your group is dressed alike, has crazy hats, or just crazy for Krampus,
he's going to judge it in fire. You won't escape the judgment of God. That could come at any time. It's either going to be at your death or his return.
Cranberry Festival contests are located in the Tin Building behind.
And he is true. He gave us the signs of the last days. Wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, diseases. We have Israel surrounded and hated. We have World War III looming. We have an Antichrist system growing. If you think COVID was something, COVID was nothing compared to the Antichrist system that's coming. And if you're not living for Jesus Christ today, you're not going to make it to the kingdom of God.
Contest at Krampus.com.
you're not going to be spared. Lest you repent.
The winner will be determined after the festival. Another selfie contest today. Find the bacon cranberry colored warm cranberry festival chair.
Don't lose your life living for the flesh and the frivolity. Don't lose your life living for the temporal. Asking our neighbors, are you living for eternity? If you are, open the Bible and you see what a great, great risk you're in under. You're risking your soul. This culture is set for the wrath of God that's coming. And we see the deadness of the American culture. We see how spiritually void of the truth they are. We see how people love not God by obeying Him. Are you obeying God as signs that you love Him? That's what the Bible says. You don't love God with your mind. You don't love God with just a belief in Him. Even Satan believes and tremble. Do you love God by obeying Him? We just did our usual test. I traveled the country and preached the gospel all over, and I walked and asked people, who fears God? There had to be thousands of people around me. Not one person raised their hand and fears God. Proverbs says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. God is going to judge America and the world because, like Israel of old, they've lost their way. They've lost their fear. They no longer honor God and keep His ways. What will become of you as you do not fear God? That means you obey God. Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and your soul in hell. That's who you're supposed to fear. But if you're not fearing God enough to flee your sin and the culture and false ways, folks, you won't be surprised like Noah's day of the judgment that's going to come. God is going to bring judgment. He's going to destroy America. It's my job to travel and warn you that you have to flee every false way. It's my job to warn you that God is so holy and just and righteous and good and true and loving and pure that if you choose sin in your life and live in it, He's going to exclude you from His kingdom. And you're going to suffer the second death. See, church attendance, water baptism, none of this stuff saves you. This is all made of man in the today's system. You should be water baptized if you believe, but that is not what saves you. If you truly are water baptized and you truly follow Christ, you're going to be keeping His commandments and coming out of the world. If you haven't come out of the world, you're not truly born of Jesus Christ. If you're keeping false religious ways, you're not born of a holy Savior. If you haven't lost your life to find it in Jesus Christ, you're not seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness first. What are you seeking first, neighbor? The flesh, entertainment. What's going to become of people that seek the flesh in eternity? You won't be forgiven. Jesus didn't die so you could live your worldly life. Jesus didn't die so that you could live a carnal life pleasing yourself. The Bible says saints are a servant of Christ. When you're a servant of Jesus Christ, you lose your own desires and obey your master's desires. Jesus would have you come out of the world and the culture in every false way. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're not following Christ. You're following a false way, neighbor. Judgment and wrath is coming. It's loving to tell you this. It's loving to warn you unless you flee from your sin and this culture and the church systems, you are an enemy of God and you will not find eternal life. The Bible says, forsake your sin. That means leave it. That means walk away. That means cry out to God and ask for a new heart and a new mind. If you're like the world, you don't have the new heart, you don't have the new mind.